Title: Comment period now open for OSHA's proposed National Heat Injury and Illness Prevention Standard. Content: On the heels of California's new indoor heat illness prevention standard becoming effective, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, announced a proposed National Heat and Injury Illness Prevention Standard. Proposed rule. The proposed rule covers indoor and outdoor workplaces where the heat index reaches 80°F or higher. Employers who wish to submit comments on the proposed rule have until December 30, 2024 to do so. 1. Background: A National Heat Illness Prevention Regulation has been in the works since 2021. In April 2022, OSHA rolled out its Outdoor and Indoor Heat-Related Hazards National Emphasis Program to encourage employers to reduce or eliminate worker exposures to heat-related hazards that result in illnesses, injuries, and deaths. In July 2023, OSHA announced a three-year national emphasis program to address heat-related workplace hazards in warehouses, processing facilities, distribution centers, and high-risk retail establishments. On July 2, 2024, OSHA announced its proposed rule and, on August 30, 2024, it published its Notice of Proposed Rulemaking for Heat Injury and Illness Prevention in Outdoor and Indoor Work Settings. The public has until December 30, 2024 to submit comments on the proposed rule. After the close of the comment period and public hearing, if one is held, OSHA must publish the final rule in the Federal Register, along with an explanation of the standard and the reasons for implementing it. OSHA may also publish a determination that no standard needs to be issued, but that seems unlikely absent a change in the administration, too. Overview of the proposed rule and HIP. The proposed rule features many of the same requirements as California's indoor and outdoor heat illness regulations. It applies to employers with employees who work indoors or outdoors where the heat index reaches 80°F or higher for more than 15 minutes in any 60-minute period. Covered employers must evaluate heat risks, create and implement a written heat injury and illness prevention plan, HIP, and implement various measures to prevent and minimize the risk of heat illness. The HIIPP must include a comprehensive list detailing the types of work activities covered and include necessary policies and procedures to comply with the proposed rule. It must also include the heat metric used for monitoring heat conditions. Employers must regularly review and update the HIP. Furthermore, employers are obligated to assess and update the HIIPP's effectiveness whenever a heat-related illness requiring medical attention results in an absence from work. The proposed rule also calls for the development of acclimatization plans for new or returning workers unfamiliar with working in high heat conditions. Employers must provide training on the HIIPP, establish procedures for responding to signs and symptoms of heat-related illnesses, and take immediate measures to assist workers in heat emergencies. Additionally, employers must designate heat safety coordinators and provide employees with emergency contact numbers and clear instructions on what to do if someone shows symptoms of a heat-related illness. 3. Monitoring heat exposure. The proposed rule requires employers to evaluate and monitor heat exposure levels. For outdoor work areas, employers have the option to use local heat index forecasts or conduct on-site measurements to determine when the initial and high heat triggers are met. For indoor workplaces, employers must identify potential high heat exposure areas and develop a comprehensive monitoring plan to ensure timely activation of protective measures. Employers must monitor and document their chosen metric heat index in their HIIPP. Under the proposed rule, there are two separate triggers for initiating certain protective protocols, an initial heat trigger and a high heat trigger. The initial heat trigger occurs when the heat index reaches 80°F, while the high heat trigger requires a heat index of 90°F. The proposed rule outlines an employer's requirements under both heat triggers. Employers may skip the monitoring requirement if they assume that heat exposure exceeds both triggers and comply with the proposed rule's other requirements. 4. Specific requirements for initial heat trigger. Employers must comply with the following requirements when the initial heat